All right, great to see you all this morning, and it's wonderful how God works, because I didn't tell Miss Sarah, but on the way over here I was saying to myself, I wish I had brought my globe from home, and I get in the church and she changes the altar and puts this beautiful globe on the altar. How wonderful is that? Because what is this, boys and girls? What does this globe represent?
What?
The world, the earth, that's right. And God has the whole world in His hands. He loves everybody in the world. And one of our scriptures today is about the fact that, you know, Jesus was born. Anybody know what country Jesus was born in? Do you know what country? Think about it. Do you know what country?
Bethlehem.
He was born in the city of Bethlehem in the country of, at that time it was called Judea. Today it's called Israel. And that is in the Middle East, over that part. But you know, Jesus told His friends, I want you to go to the whole world and tell them about My love. And on a particular day, everyone listen, on a particular day, God spoke to Philip, one of Jesus' friends, a disciple, and said, I want you to go meet that man who's traveling from Africa. He's from the country of Ethiopia. And I want you to go talk to him and tell him about Me. And so, you know, remember, they didn't have cars. They would ride, or they would walk, or they would ride in a carriage drawn by horses. Well, this guy served the queen of Ethiopia. So he was riding in a luxurious carriage. And so Philip comes up and said, what are you reading? He was reading the Bible from the Old Testament. He says, but I don't understand it. So Philip said, well, let me help you. And Philip began to explain the scripture and tell him all about Jesus. So that man went back to Africa, and he began to tell the love of Jesus. And other disciples went to India. They went to China. They went to Europe. And the people from Europe came to the United States of America. And they told the people in the United States of America about Jesus and His love. And Australia, and all around the world, the news that Jesus loves us went around the world. And that's why we're here in church today, because people shared about the love of Jesus. Yes, ma'am?
You can drive in a bus, too.
You can drive in a bus, and you can tell people about Jesus on the bus.
No matter if people in the world are evil, He still loves everybody.
That is so true. What wisdom. No matter if some people in the world are evil, God still loves everybody. That's what my message is about this morning. Thank you so much, Reagan. God loves all of us. Let us pray and thank God for loving the whole world. God, we thank You for loving the people in the United States, in the continent of Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Australia, in all the places of the world. We thank You, God, that Jesus loves us all. Amen.